Hello, and welcome to Hacking Your Future with your host, Angie Carrillo. Angie Carrillo is a serial creator, entrepreneur, and advisor. This podcast is about the intersection of science, technology, and personal development, and you will learn more about how to hack your mindset, discover your purpose, and start a business. Angie works with entrepreneurs, technology leaders, and innovators to start businesses and reach their own definition of success. With no further ado, here is your host, Angie Carrillo.
So thank you, Keisha, so much for being here at Hacking Your Future podcast. Keisha is the host of Empower Her, a top-rated business and lifestyle podcast, and she's also the CEO and founder of She Goes Company. Keisha's a huge inspiration for me. She's actually one of the people that inspired me to start this podcast. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped to have you here.
Yeah. Oh, Angie, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on your show, and I'm so excited that we get to connect and that you're a podcaster sharing your message, because it's an amazing way to connect with people. I love that someone could be listening to us right now while they're like in the shower or doing laundry or driving to work or whatever. So I'm excited to be here and see whatever tools and tips and tricks and real talk that I can share from whatever you got for me, girl. I'm ready.
Yes. So especially now, you know, like that everyone is locked in their homes, you know, like we're in a global lockdown. I was hearing your last podcast and it's amazing how you have worked so much on your mindset and you get to see this as an opportunity, right? And I think this is a great gift that not everybody right now has. And I would like to dig deeper into that. Like, you know, like how we can manage to see this, how we can work on our environment, how we can work on those expectations that our peers have for us. Because, you know, like a lot of our dreams, our goals are also shaped by the environment that we're at. And right now, we're all in an environment that we might not have been used to. We're locked down with, you know, like more people, either if you're an extrovert or an introvert. I mean, that life looks different right now.
Yeah, for sure. So I think controlling your mindset first starts with the simplicity, but it's not always easy, but it's simple to control your thoughts. So start to think about the thoughts that you're thinking, the questions that you're asking yourself, and if those things are actually serving you. So what I mean by that is, for example, you wake up in the morning and you say like, oh, why am I so tired? And you start your day that way. Well, your brain is going to kick into self-confirming bias. So it's literally going to look for evidence to support whatever statements that you're saying or questions that you're asking. It's going to look for an answer to those questions. So what I've gotten really intentional about, which I think is like the first step, is starting to think about the thoughts that are going through your head and making sure that they're thoughts that are actually going to help get you where you want to go. Whether you're in quarantine and trying to navigate all of this uncertainty or after quarantine when you go back to, you know, your new normal of what life looks like. So a lot of it comes from the thoughts that you're thinking. So for example, just a simple one is like when I get up in the morning, I'm asking myself what I'm excited about for the day, because then my brain is actually scanning for what's going to happen throughout my day that I can get excited about. So I can start to prime my brain to actually get excited. That's been really helpful. And then whenever I'm thinking thoughts, I know that I can look for anything to prove my point to be true. For example, you're annoyed with your significant other. You can look for a long list of all of the things that they're doing that are annoying you. Or you can think about your significant other and look for the things of why you're so grateful to be doing life with them and look for all the positives. It's just a powerful tool to get very intentional about controlling the thoughts that you're actually thinking so that you can start to really take a hold of your day. Then what I would do next is start to build out some structure, whether that's with a morning routine and an evening routine that kind of helps you set the structure up of your day. Some of you listening to this might be at home and in a completely new, you know, work mode and just trying to navigate. Like you mentioned, you know, introverts are like, all these people are in my space and extroverts want to be outside and like hugging strangers. So we're all navigating new normals, but I do think you can always, no matter what's going on in the external world, control the thoughts that you're thinking, which are going to drive your behaviors and your actions. And then you can always intentionally set up an environment that's going to serve you by starting with bookending your days, your morning routine and your evening routine, and starting to just get a little bit more intentional about how you're showing up to each day. And that's been super helpful to kind of lay the framework for me.
Yes. I mean, those are great, great tools and actionable steps that we can take. So thank you so much, Keisha. That's great. I've been doing some of them. I've practiced being grateful. It has really helped me because during the whole day, your brain is actually scanning, oh, what am going to be the things that I'm going to be grateful for at the end of my day? So those are great. But for, you know, for people that maybe they don't like meditation, because I'm a big proponent of meditation, sitting with your thoughts, for those people and for the people that maybe they don't like yoga, what are the other tools that you have used to get yourself pumped for the day or get yourself prepared? Because I use meditation, but I think not everybody can relate on sitting, you know, like, especially if they're extroverts, especially if they're, you know, like very hyper people. And
Well, I'm with you. I'm with the hyper people that don't meditate or do yoga. So I don't do either one of those because for me, it doesn't work. I think you can have walking meditations as well. You can be more mindful. But I do think some people, meditation works. And if it works for you, awesome. If what you're doing is not working, then girl, change up your routine, right? But for me, what really helps with structure and to create and generate energy, because I have a ton of energy. What I do is when I'm looking at my day, I break it down into what is my cake for the day and what's my like sprinkles on top. And let me just break this down because it's actually really helpful. Where essentially I'm looking at what are the three most important things that I need to do today to move the needle forward. And that's your cake for the day, right? Because a lot of times we can get really overwhelmed and like analysis paralysis. We can just feel like there's so much on our plate, or we can just feel like, I can't control anything. Well, you can control getting momentum at your back and making like progress and building up confidence. And confidence to me is not something that you arrive at, but it's something that you build every day as you're putting deposits into your confidence bucket. So for example, I'll turn this back around to your original question, I promise. But essentially you have a confidence bucket, right? Like you've got this bucket that everybody has, and every single day that you show up and keep a promise to yourself, you put a little like drop into your confidence bucket. And it's like, day after day, you're just putting all of these deposits in your bucket. And it comes from doing the things that you said that you're going to do after the feeling that you said it and is gone, which ties back into this cake concept. If every day you're focused on what are the things that I need to do today to move the needle forward, then you're going to start to get that progress. And as humans, we love progress. And as you start to keep those promises to yourself and build confidence, you start to get more intentional about the thoughts that you're thinking, because you truly believe in your ability to control your thoughts, which drive your behaviors and your action, which is going to drive how you perceive the world at large, even when you're in quarantine. So right now, if you're at home, you're trying to adjust to a new normal, you're trying to make progress. Maybe you are working from home and you're not used to working from home. Maybe you are an entrepreneur. Maybe you are someone who's just trying to navigate a new normal. What are three things that you want to get done, like your cake for the day, that you're going to do to move the needle forward and build confidence in your day? Because that really does help with energy. I like to make my to-do list where the things that are easiest to get done go on the top so I can get that quick confidence hit. And just that adrenaline that comes from crossing something off and feeling like you're making progress. So that's been helpful. I'm also really intentional about blocking off the things proactively onto my calendar that are my priorities. So for example, a lot of us say family or our relationships or our health or our personal growth are our priorities. Well, I would challenge you to open up your calendar or your planner and see like when are those things blocked on your calendar? Because if they're not blocked on your calendar, when life gets crazy, when you feel anxious, when you feel overwhelmed, that's going to be the first thing that goes. And it's going to fill up with other people's to-dos. So I block off unplugged time. I block off the time that I'm going to call or, you know, right now Zoom with, you know, a family member or a girlfriend of mine. When are we going to do a date night with my fiance? When am I going to be unplugged without being in an arm's length distance of my phone? So I'm super, super intentional about mapping out my day to the best of my ability. And again, take this with a grain of salt, because right now, if you are home and your significant other's home and you have two kids and you're like, Keisha, oh my gosh, that sounds great, but I have so much craziness going on, then figure out what promises you can keep to yourself today, so that you can start to build up that momentum and feel like you're making progress, because that's going to make you more energized and excited to to win each day and start stacking those wins. And that is the secret sauce of why I'm so pumped all the freaking time about life, even during a global pandemic, because I know I'm in control of the thoughts that I'm thinking and I'm in control of what I can control. And I've decided that I just want to show up as my best self and be the light that I can be, you know?
Yay! I love it. Exactly. So this is, you know, what I think is taking purpose-driven action. And yep. What you mentioned about confidence is so important, because I think a lot of us women, we had some imposter syndrome, and the antidote to that is build confidence, right? So I started to do this success journal. And to put, you know, like yeah. the things that, you know, like people say about me and like why I'm also awesome too, you know, like, so whenever a follower on social media says like, oh my God, I really resonated with this, like this story really helped me, thank you so much for sharing this or that, then that builds up my confidence to show up more in social media, more and more, right? And I think, you know, like as a creative, because now your brand is, you know, like Keisha and She Collective, and you have to start getting those success stories as well. So it builds you up into the impact that you can have around the people.
I think it's really important, like you said, to kind of build yourself up. I love that you collect different like testimonials from people or just feedback from other people that's going to help like boost your confidence and help you stay consistent. And I also think it's really powerful that you get intentional about that concept of purpose-driven action with any goals that you have. So do you want me to kind of break that down?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I use this concept. So I have a podcast called Empower Her Podcast, which Angie, I know that you know that, but for any listeners, and in the intro of the podcast, I say that I want to help women take purpose-driven action to build lives they really freaking love. That's part of the intro. The reason why I say it is because I think that framework is really powerful for anything that you do, setting any goal in your life, whether that's to run a half marathon, to be a present parent, to launch a blog, to launch a podcast, to start a new company, to get a promotion at work, whatever it is that you're working on in your life or any goals that you're setting. If you can use that framework, I found it to be super beneficial for me and for the thousands of women that I've connected with. So purpose, let me break it down for each section. Purpose is essentially the what and the why. Why are you actually doing this? And it can't be a pageant answer like, I want to help people, or I want to serve the world, or I think this is the right thing to do. It's really got to be something super deep that matters why you're doing that thing. Because if you don't know what you're doing and like why you're doing it, you're not going to stay the course. You've got to have that purpose part. So write down why you're doing something. Like, for example, if it is running a half marathon, I want to run a half marathon because I want to feel strong. Okay, why do you want to feel strong? I want to feel strong because I want to be an example to my daughter of what strong looks like. Okay, why does that matter to you? Because I want her to know that when she chases any dreams in her life, that she can look at me and say, Mom, I know I can. I watched you, right? Like, get to something juicier in your why. That's the purpose part of the goal. Driven, that's the infrastructure. Like, how are you going to set up your day or your life to build the infrastructure that's going to help you stay driven when life throws curveballs, like a pandemic, right? Or when someone says something negative to you on social media, or when your aunt doesn't get your new business, or when your sister's not as supportive of your new blog that you thought she would be, whatever it is in your world, there's going to be people that don't understand it. And there's going to be times that you don't feel motivated. So how can you make the good habits easier and the negative habits that aren't serving you harder? Well, it's going to be about how you set up the infrastructure of your life to stay driven, which is things like winning the day. Like I said, that cake and sprinkles concept. Maybe that's meditating. Maybe that's exercise in the morning. Maybe that's, you know, being intentional about your unplugged time and bookending your days with a really strong morning routine and evening routine that works well for you. That's the driven component. And then action is doing the dang work, because often, and I don't know if you can connect with this, Angie, but I have a big problem with any entrepreneurs that are out there saying it's rainbows, butterflies, and happy little unicorns to build a business.
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
I built a seven-figure business with my last role, and now I'm starting up a brand new company, and I'm 3 months into it, 4 months into it. And it's like, it is not always easy. It's worth it, but it's not always easy. You've got to work hard. Nothing that is worth having comes easy.
Yes.
And honestly, I think you rob yourself of an opportunity to feel proud if you only do the easy stuff in your life. So training for a half marathon, not going to be easy, because that means on Saturday mornings, sometimes you're going to be waking up and running 9 miles, and that really freaking sucks sometimes. But you're going to feel proud of yourself when you did the hard thing. Just like I'm so proud of myself and the impact that I've made with my podcast, but it's not always easy to be consistent. When you have sound glitches or like things go wrong, it's like you have to be able to dance with those curveballs and stay consistent and stay the course. But when you know why, which is that purpose, you set yourself up to the best of your ability with the infrastructure that's going to support you, how you stay driven, and then you just take some action. Action brings clarity. Action builds confidence. Action builds excitement. And like we talked about, as humans, we love progress. Give yourself the opportunity to feel proud of yourself by taking action on the thing that is on your heart, because you're not gifted a vision or a goal on your heart if you're not also gifted the ability, the resources, the brain, the heart to make it happen. Even if you don't know how, you're able. Just go be more resourceful. Like, we're cheering for you, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. So I think the number one thing entrepreneurs can be is resourceful. Like, that's what makes or break an entrepreneur. Like, and of course, you know, for being that, you know, you have to work on your mindset. You really have to know your why. And before even like starting the business, like, you have to be clear on those things so you can really take action that moves the needle. So
Yes.
And entrepreneurship, I think, is, you know, like right now, a lot of people think that, oh my God, it's so, you know, like just rainbows and butterflies. And, you know, like we have oversell what entrepreneurship is. I think it's because it's so worth it. I mean, I had one profitable business, one venture-backed business, and failed businesses that people don't even know about. So, I mean, it is real, right? So it's hard. It's a lot of hard work. But the only way that I've seen that is a business will stay afloat is when you have the right mindset, when you really know your purpose, and when you build an aligned business for your purpose in life and just use it as one of the vehicles that you have. So now digging into this part of the business, what is some advice that you have now for thriving in uncertain times? Because the thing is that this situation that we're living in is a lot of uncertainty, for small businesses, for everybody out there. So for everybody that is, you know, like trying to start a business or just manage their own business and move it digitally, what are some of the things that you would advise them, tools or mindset hacks that you would have to thrive in these uncertain times?
Yeah. So great question. First, I would go to, what is the story that you're telling yourself about this season in your business? Because sometimes when we're anxious or when we're nervous or when we're overwhelmed or navigating a new normal, then we like to say that nobody can buy from us. Nobody's going to purchase right now. Like, everybody lost their job. We like to make these very general, honestly, catastrophized statements of the current state of the world. But the truth is, there are a lot of people that are now working from home, making the same salary that they used to, but they're not commuting and they're not going out, which means they actually have more income to buy your product. There are a lot of people that need the service that you have. So number one, check the story that you're telling yourself about this season and make sure that that story is actually serving you and you're not making a catastrophe out of like one person who couldn't buy your product or program, right? Number two, I think it's really important that you know who you're talking to, that you know the pain points that you're solving. So if you have, you know, done some work around like who your niche person is, who your target demographic is, I would go back to that work and I would really start to think about the exact problem that you solve and how that problem has changed now that the climate of the world is different, right? So like if you help, you know, moms on like their health goals. Okay, well, those moms are not going into work right now. They're at home and they're overwhelmed because their kids are like throwing Legos at their face all day, right? And like they need to know healthy family recipes versus the health, you know, goals that they had before of like, how can I pack things for work or whatever it may be, right? Navigating how to target your offer to your exact demographic's pain points during this time. For example, I have a global personal development community, which I had before the pandemic. But now more than ever, I'm realizing the importance of connecting women in online community. So I'm finding really creative ways to connect all of the sub demographics of our community, whether that's nurses or teachers or moms or entrepreneurs, small business owners, podcasters, all of these different demographics of our larger community. And I'm talking about our community in a way of all of these sub niches getting that support and community, because I know that's what people need now more than ever, right?
Yeah.
So targeting your offer to your exact pain point. Then number three, which honestly should probably be number one because it's the most important, is getting really, really crystal clear on why what you're doing matters. So if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to, right? It's your job to build up that belief, which is why mindset is so freaking important for entrepreneurs. But it's really pen to paper. Who is the person that you're serving? Why does she need you? What are you saving her in terms of time, heartache, frustration, overwhelm? Like, what is the pain point, the emotional pain point that you're solving? And why do you believe to your core that you can solve that problem, right? Like, I believe so deeply that I can help make personal growth more fun and fulfilling for women, and that I can connect them to community because I'm doing it every single day, that I don't worry about if people say it's not for them because I know the value that I'm offering, right? So know your value. Number one is really, really know that what you're doing matters. So figure out how you're going to get more conviction. That's going to come from confidence deposits and really stepping into the person that you say that you want to be and owning who you are.
Wow, that's amazing, Keisha. I think you nailed the head in so many good points. I do believe that, you know, like, your job as an entrepreneur or as a creative is to put the content out there, to put, you know, like, your gift out there, to really think about your customer, yes, and what do they need, and what are you especially, you know, like, build with your strength, with your capabilities to help them, and how you can serve them better. But it's your job to put it out there. It's not your job to judge it. That's the job of someone else. And so you just have to always keep creating, keep building, keep looking at how you can help these, your target clients and stuff. But it's so amazing because I was talking with this amazing writer and he said the same thing. It's like his secret to success is that even though that he's just releasing a book or something, like, he would be always focused on his cake, right? Not on other things. Yep. Like, so success really, it's what you make it. It's your own definition of success. It's what is your cake, how you're going to eat it, right? And I love how you explain things with very simple terms. I think this is a great ability that you have. So what is another thing, you know, like, what are some other tools or tips or any books that you recommend? Who are the people that inspire you?
Yeah. So I think in terms of tools, one thing that I think is really important that I want to just leave that's a mindset tool is a lot of times we like to think about the goal that we're working on. So to the entrepreneur, we want that successful launch or that successful business or whatever it is that you're working on. And we get so laser focused on the goal. But I think the real success is adopting the identity of the person that's accomplished that thing that you want to accomplish and falling more in love with the process over what the process could produce. So let me just dive into that for a second. Essentially, I think a lot of times I'm going to keep using the marathon analogy because I think that's really simple for people to understand, is a lot of times, okay, you want to run a half marathon. That's 13.1 miles. Okay. So often we think about crossing the finish line and like, okay, I decided this is my goal. I'm going to do it. But in reality, I think the real goal is to adopt the identity of the half marathon runner. Because then when you put your shoes on and you go out on the street, you're starting to think like a marathon runner thinks. You're starting to ask yourself questions like, how do I want to fuel my body like a marathon runner? What habits do I need to adopt that a marathon runner has? What types of thoughts do I need to be thinking? What habits does she have that I don't yet have? What skills does she have that I don't have? Same rules apply for entrepreneurship, right? You look at someone who's further along in their journey. This is why I really don't struggle with comparison, because I look at everybody else that has done the things that I want to do as proof that it's possible that I could do it too if I'm willing to adopt the habits, behaviors, skill set, and put the work in that they did to get there. So looking at your goal and figuring out, is there someone that you know in your life that has accomplished that thing that you want to accomplish, or even someone that you're connected to on social media that's very honest about their journey, right? Like, don't look for the person that's like carefully curated content only talking about the highs. Let's look for the person that's talking about that it's hard sometimes, because it is hard sometimes. So finding someone that's done the thing that you want to do and asking yourself, what are the things that she's doing that I could duplicate in my way? What are the habits that she has? Because then you find that you're adopting the identity of the person that has accomplished that goal rather than just trying to work towards accomplishing that goal. Because what I don't want to have happen is you work really hard towards a goal. You forget about the person that you're becoming in the process. You forget to celebrate the small wins along the way because you're so laser focused on the goal. Your relationships, you know, take the back burner. Your health takes the back burner. And then you get to your goal. And then all of a sudden you look back and you're like, holy crap, I don't want to do that again. It wasn't worth it, because then you won't shoot for the next goal and you won't make more of an impact on the world here. So you got to figure out how to adopt the identity of that person rather than just focus on the end goal, and in the process, find opportunities to celebrate those micro little wins along the way. It's so important to celebrate because that helps you build confidence, but it makes the journey more fulfilling, which means when you get to your goal and you look back, you're like, you know what? It was hard, but I did have a lot of joy in the journey. So I'm going to do it again. I'm going to shoot for that next bigger goal. So having that idea of macro vision of where you're going and the person that you want to become, and adopting that identity with a micro focus of how am I going to win today to build confidence and celebrate and enjoy today? That dance is my secret sauce of what's kept me so consistent, and why I don't get burned out is because I've got that macro vision of the identity that I want to adopt and the person that I want to become. And I'm letting myself feel proud of the little wins along the way.
Girl, yes. But I also think that, you know, you don't get burnt out because you're actually hacking your biology. Like, I see you and I'm like, I see you doing these dance parties and stuff, and I started doing them and I'm like, girl, you know, this is why you keep yourself so happy, because when you're moving your body, you're also releasing, you know, like all this endorphin stuff. So I totally see, you know, like, yes, become the person and enjoy the journey. Because the thing is that if you're not enjoying the journey, then you're probably on the wrong path.
Yeah.
But yeah, so very good. I really like that. And, you know, like, I would like to know also, how does your day look like, right? Like, how does your day as a podcaster, as a businesswoman, you are doing all these different things. And how does your day look like? Because I've seen that you're, you know, like, waking up very early, dancing, doing shanti or something like that. And I'm like, girl, yeah, you do have a lot of energy. Yeah. But yeah, so now talking about more about that identity, you know, for the people that are listening and they would like to, you know, like, be someone like you, like I do.
Oh, thank you. So one thing that I do is part of my identity is I identify as a high energy person. I'm constantly looking for things that are going to build up and generate more energy. So Brendon Burchard has this quote that I heard a long time ago that is, a power plant doesn't have energy, it generates energy. And I think about that in everything that I do. So for example, when you mentioned, like, you know, morning working out with Shanti or whatever it may be. So I get up in the morning and I work out not because I want to, but because I want to be the person who has the energy that I have. And I know that when I work out, I generate so much energy afterwards. I feel so much more excited. I feel so much more clear-headed. I just feel way more like pumped for the day. I feel proud of myself already. And I'm starting my day intentionally with movement. I'm not going to do something that's going to require a lot of brain power. So I'm really aware of the flow of my day and when my energy is the highest. And I always create content, or when I want to be creative, around times that movement has been involved. So for example, after I work out, that's when I would go in and record a solo episode. And or that's when I would write out like a social media post or an email to my list or whatever it may be. When my energy is the highest, I'm going to use that time to do the thing that requires the most brain power. So I'm really intentional about that. I also don't let myself toggle between too many things. So for example, right now I'm, you know, on this podcast, which means I'm on this podcast. And I know that when I'm off this podcast, I know what I'm going to do for the next hour. So I kind of time block my days with intentional things that I'm focused on so that I don't go between all of the different platforms. For example, like, I get a lot of messages on Instagram but I could easily let my time get consumed by just being on Instagram in my DMs. But I know on my agenda is I need to do a podcast interview, or I need to create content for something. I have a podcasting course. I need to pour into those women. Whatever it is that I need to do, because I focused on my main three things, my cake for the day, I know the main three things that I need to get done to move the needle forward. And those are blocked out proactively. And so I'm just really intentional about time blocking. I'm intentional about creating content around when my energy is the best. And I'm also very aware that I'm in control of my own energy, which means a crap ton of water, the right amount of sleep, morning workouts. I've got a mini trampoline in my office and in our living room.
Awesome.
Yeah. So those are the main things that kind of help me move the needle forward.
Oh my God, Keisha, thank you so much for being here, for sharing a little bit of your light with my people. And it's great. I really love your podcast. People, go ahead and listen to Empower Her. It's amazing, especially if you're a woman, especially if you want to change your life. I think this is an amazing podcast. I'm really grateful to have you here.
Thank you so much, Angie. I really appreciate you. And thank you for stepping outside your comfort zone to start a podcast, because it's an intimate platform and a lot of our fears can hold us back from taking action, but you didn't let it. And because of that, women get to tune into this. So cheers to you. I'm so proud of you and grateful to know you. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Hacking Your Future with Angie Carrillo. Be sure to tune in again next time for another motivating and inspiring episode of Hacking Your Future with Angie Carrillo. Until next time, remember, you were born unique and the world needs you.